So here at today's Q106, we get a lot of emails, calls about folks that have awesome things going on in our community, and we feel it's our job to let you guys know. We have a platform, and we want to use it, and we've got some very handsome and awesome folks in studio with us right now. They're looking around like it's not them. We got Peter Wilt, the managing director of Forward Madison, the soccer team, and then Blaine, you know him from Don's Home Furniture. Thanks so much for coming in.
Hi, guys.
Great to be here.
Yes, we call it the Q-munity.
Yes.
Hey, you like that? And you guys are definitely a big part of that. And we are super excited that Madison Forward, Forward Madison is starting this Saturday. It's the first big home game, right, Peter?
Absolutely. The season starts at home this Saturday against the Greenville Triumph. It's a 7 o'clock game at Bree Stevens Field. We're expecting a packed crowd. There's limited tickets still available.
Okay, and where do people go for those tickets real quick?
Online at forwardmadisonfc.com.
Okay, perfect.
I'll make it easy for you, actually.
What?
Just text FORWARD to 608-321-1063, and we'll send that link right to you. Because if you're like me, you start typing in letters,
yes,
you get confused, and next thing you know, you're in a Wikipedia hole.
How Jackson, about that, Peter?
You're the best. I try.
And Peter, you're the brains kind of behind what brought us a soccer team.
Yeah, I've done it in a number of cities. I'm Wisconsin-based. I've started teams in Chicago, Indianapolis, Minnesota, but I've never started a team in Wisconsin. I've always wanted to do it, and with Big Top Sports, the owners of the Madison Mallards, we're able to do it together at Bree Stevens Field. I think it's a sport that's great for Madison. It's a young, progressive community that loves soccer, and so far the response has been fantastic.
That's awesome.
So you guys are also doing something awesome for the community and some folks who find themselves at the American Family Children's Hospital. What is it you're doing with these pink flamingos? What's happening with all this?
Well, so flamingos are part of our logo, part of our name. The pink color for our uniforms goes back to it's the official city bird of Madison.
The plastic pink flamingo actually is. Yes,
exactly.
Love
so
that.
We created with Don's Home Furniture a flamingo beach area at every home game, and we're working with American Family Children's Hospital so that those in need can use it. Blaine, you want to talk a little bit about it?
Yeah. So what we've done is, you know, we've taken the time to work with Forward Madison in terms of getting them some chairs, some special Adirondack chairs. They're actually a little taller chair so that everybody can see out onto the field. We did them in pink, obviously. We put their logo on them. They've got some blue incorporated in the seats and the seat cushions for them. And what we're going to do is American Family Children's Hospital has been, you know, kind enough to help with this. And they're going to kind of spearhead getting tickets into the hands of some of the kids and the families that have been affected over the years with stuff. I've got a step-nephew that's going through it. He's been in the hospital in and out for the last 6 or 8 months, and it's tough to see the drain on the families. So to get them to these games, to get them to experience the fun and excitement and have them be a little bit comfortable in the, you know, the area, the beach area, and literally just make it a experience that they'll hopefully remember for quite a while. That's the goal behind it. And so we're the ones doing the chairs that are part of that.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, we will be kicking off our radiothon for American Family Children's Hospital here in a couple weeks. And one thing that we hear a lot is the normalcy that they miss from day to day. Not just the treatment, the normalcy. Being able to be a normal family doing some normal things. And that's great to see, you know, community leader and, you know, and now a community athletic leader coming together and doing something like that for so many great people. That's what makes this area so wonderful to live in.
That's going
to
lift their spirits, get out, see a soccer game. That's so amazing. How often is this soccer team actually playing games here in Madison? Do you know, Peter?
Actually, 5 of the next 6 weekends will have a home game.
Really?
It's generally once every other week.
Okay.
But since Bree Stevens Field has been undergoing renovations, we've been starting the year on the road. We had our first win of the season last weekend in Orlando, and now we're going to be home for a while. So in addition to this Saturday, we're also home May 4th, May 18th, and then we're bringing in a top Bundesliga team from Germany. Hertha Berlin is going to play the Friday of Bratfest weekend, Memorial Day.
Yeah. There we go. Have a little bit of sauerkraut on your brat and a little bit of kraut on your pitch.
Oh, my gosh.
And what's great is that every one of these home games, and the season goes through September, because of Downs Home Furniture, we're going to be able to have these children and their families from American Family Children's Hospital experience that normalcy you talk about and have them at the games and experience it. And it's more than just normalcy, because it's going to be special. Those games are going to rock. I mean, the fans, they're loud, they're proud, and it's going to be packed. And it's great that the kids and their families can experience it too.
Well, we appreciate you guys coming in. And again, you want any more information about all this or to see the schedule, just text FORWARD to 608-321-1063. We'll send all that to you. And thanks so much for coming in and taking the time. And we look forward to seeing more of you.
All right.